by Avis Berman at his house, at the Ice House in Yorktown Heights on July 13, 1982. Now, as I said, I'd like to start with some family background. And you were born in 1899 in West Newton, Massachusetts, is that right?
Yes.
And what was your family like?
My father was 65 when I was born, and died when I was 11 months old, so I didn't know him. Mother was only 35. It was a second marriage with him. And he was the head of a boys' school in Boston, and the deacon of a church. One of his claims to fame is that he saw a sea serpent off his point of rocks. He built a house on the extreme point of Cape Ann, Pigeon Cove. And I was taken there the first 3 or 4 years of my life. And I think it may have something to do with my love of the ocean and painting the sea and seabirds. He died, as I say, and he was 11 months, when I was 11 months. Mother had rather a hard life because she was very simple. Do you want to go into this side of it?
It's all right, yes.
I don't know. But anyhow...
Just check. It's on.
That's it. My father's a deacon in the church, but late in life he got interested in stocks, and everything he touched turned to gold, until towards the end he got interested in the gold mine. He told his friends about it, and there was no gold. And he, being a righteous man, had the feeling he should pay back his friends, you know, but he'd gotten them into it, and there's a friendly thing. So he didn't have much money when he died. My mother had some from her father, but she was no businesswoman, and it didn't last very long. And so she had been trained in music and was a music teacher, but that didn't work out, so she ended up going out sewing in my growing up days every day. And it was very tight. Once I remember that she said, "You must return the milk bottles, get the deposit. I can't have my money tied up in milk bottles." Anyhow, it was a good... She was a mother primarily, a loving mother, simple and innocent, naive. I had one sister, 3 years older, who went to college and became an actuary, finally, with the New York City Actuaries in New York. She's now living in a home up in Lime Rock. We have been totally different, as different as could be, but now we call about every week or two, and we're very dear friends. I became interested in art one day in drama school. About the 7th grade, or 8th, I don't know just what age that would be. And for no reason, I had made a little drawing out the window of the building opposite, and for no reason decided to be an artist. And I don't think I had any special talent.